tonight, but Neir Shabbos. Let's learn a quick little piece from the Ruach Haim HaKadosh, little in Kamas, but big in Nechas. You know, Kashrus also the Tzaddik have a lichtige Erev Shabbos, lichtige Shabbos Chazoin, a lichtige Tisha B'Av. So it says in Pasuk like this: Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael regarding the mitzvah of having good judges, good dayanim, good leadership. So it says in Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu instructed them that Shemaya ben Echeichem, you should listen amongst your brothers. When two people come, you should listen to their tainas. Vishvat and Tzaddik and judge correctly. Benisha ben Achiv. So ask the Rechaim HaKadosh, Matzarech Letzavus Lizeh, what does it have to say that you should listen to them? How else would you paskin? That's basic. You have to listen to them. And then the main tziva is Vishvat and Tzaddik, that you should judge properly. But Shemaya ben Echeichem, what's the chiddush of that? So he says, V'dover zeh yizchak l'shnei devarim, there's two messages in this for a dayan, and that's true for any yid that on some level tries to help other people. There's two points over here. One is regarding the two people, the two plaintiffs that come. They said their case. Each one said his point. But then they keep on saying, oh, I have another raya that I'm right. And the dayan knows that every raya that the person brings is ridiculous. So he still shouldn't be impatient and reject them. Rather, he should listen to everything they have to say, even though he knows from the very beginning that it's all going to be a waste of time. But he has to let the person say what they want to say. Elo shemaya b'tmidus, he should constantly listen. So shemaya ben echeichem. So that means that, again, whether it be a dime, it means that anyone. You listen to someone, someone wants to talk, you have to let them talk. And sometimes even what they're saying is ridiculous, but the very fact that they're talking already it helps them out. Vasheni, the second point is, Shmoy ben Echecha means shematricha leim ba'alidina, they already had a long day of dealing with people. They shouldn't say, listen, we spent enough time. And we're going to close shop. We're not listening to anyone else until later. Ella, no. Shmoya, you have to listen. Bein hefsik, without hefsik, you have to listen to Yidin. And that's what a Jewish leader is supposed to be. In Parshas Lech Lecha, the Rabban Shem is called a judge. So, just like this dinner shvatim bein achechem, shmoy bein achechem, that judges have to always listen to the claims of Bali Dinim, even if they seem ridiculous, and the door is always never shut, the door is always open. So to the Rabban Shalom, in this mitzvah, also always listens to us no matter what we have to say, and the answer is maybe always yes, and the door is never shut either. We should be zeichet to experience that and then reveal it in an open way. May every man amen.